about pavements and snow and ice now. I don't know what it's like where you are, but it's pretty lethal in my road. And Nina got in touch with us in Woodbridge to say that outside one of the main shops in Woodbridge, you couldn't really walk along the pavement. You had to hold on to the shop as you walked along. We've had George on, who's a butcher in Ipswich. He cleaned outside his butcher's shop and offered a scraper to a neighbouring business, but they said, no, we're not doing our bit of path. We might be sued. Years ago, when I grew up, everybody got out. They got their shovels out. They had their makeshift snow clearing boards, and they cleared the pavements in front of their properties. So what's going wrong? I think it's time we got some legal advice. Hugh Rowland is a partner at Goatley Solicitors. They have offices in Framlingham, Woodbridge, Hadley, Felixstowe and Ipswich, and he's our go-to on things like this. Hi, Hugh.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us on the show. Can we be sued for clearing the pavement outside our house or business?
Okay, well, you're going to expect this from me, but it's a game of two halves, really, isn't it?
Okay.
You're not under a duty to clear public paths outside your shop or your home. That's the first point. But if you choose to do it, Mark, if you choose to do it, you've got to do it well. Because if you don't do it well, or if you don't maintain what you've done and somebody hurts themselves, then potentially, yes, you could be liable. So that's the starting point. And that's looking outside my window at the moment. That's a factor which a lot of people want to take into account, because the pavements are lethal out there.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they're not going to change today because we're not going to get above freezing. But back in the day, years ago, before the blame culture and the like, we would just go out and do it. No one would even question it.
Of course. Things have moved on from that point, though, haven't they? What about the postman? What about the delivery driver? We've seen so many delivery drivers come into our come up to our homes at the moment because of the way in which we're shopping. What's our duty as a householder then to those people who come to our houses? And there, I think that you've got to be a bit careful, because you do have a duty to people who come onto your property. And the issue then is going to be, well, do you clear it or don't you clear it? And I think that what you've got to be aware of is that, for instance, when the snow comes down, first of all,
yep,
then it's pretty easy to walk on, isn't it? And it's only when it gets compacted and icy underneath that you've got to think about what you do and how you do it. So if you do clear it, then you've got to make sure you do it well, and you've got to make sure you maintain it. Because if you make it more dangerous than it was before, then potentially you're creating a hazard, and that's when potential liability comes
in. So chucking down water to clear some of the snow,
which could freeze. Not a good idea,
is it? That's a definite no-no, isn't it?
Of course it is, because actually you're making things into an ice rink, and that's when people have accidents. Mm. So it is, as ever, do what's reasonable, do what's right, and you shouldn't go too far wrong. But if you, if you employ somebody to, say you've got a huge driveway, I haven't, say you've got a huge driveway and you employ someone to do it, then where does your liability lie then? Because if you can reasonably trust that person to do it well, so, you know, you've got every reason to believe they're going to do it well, then you shouldn't have a difficulty. But if you don't know the sort of job that they're going to do and they do it badly, then potentially you could also be liable for that, even though you haven't done the work yourself.
I mean, is that commonplace? So, yeah. I mean, do people sue lots?
I think it's very unusual, but people are hurting themselves out there at the moment. And if they, you know, it's the culture we live in, as you quite rightly say, and if people can find someone to blame, then perhaps they will. So we have to be careful.
Okay, be careful. Thank you very much, Hugh. Always lovely to talk to you. Hugh Rowland, a partner at Goatley Solicitors, with offices across the county. So there we are. Just if you want to do it well, I think is the message.